Well, Congressman, what in the world happened here?
Well, first of all, Steve, thanks for having me on the show. I think, you know, this has certainly received some media attention.
Yes, I think it has.
It's important that I come in and have a chance to answer some questions, and listeners who are listening to the radio today can hear some of my comments directly. Last summer, over a year ago, I joined other members in Israel for a trip in which we met with met Netanyahu and Shimon Peres and other leaders and military leaders, and talked about really the Middle East peace process, and, you know, a very important trip. It's a trip they do with all freshmen. So Democrats went the week before, Republicans went the next week, and our spouses are with us on the trip, and really amazing. You go up to Golan Heights, you go and see all sorts of areas of the country. And so as part of that trip, we went to, at one point, the Sea of Galilee. We, after a day's worth of meetings, went to dinner right on the sea, my wife and I and other couples. It was a later dinner, towards the end of the dinner, members decided at the Sea of Galilee they wanted to take a spontaneous dive into the sea. And at some point, I decided to join them and made the real mistake of going in without clothing. And it's a regrettable incident. I'm on today to apologize to my constituents for any embarrassment that they may feel. I know some folks may be very disappointed in my behavior. And so I'm here today just to talk about that and to really express remorse I have for that moment.
Congressman, what's regrettable about it in your mind?
Well,
some folks are sort of saying, hey, you went skinny dipping. What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of my big issues has been trying to, you know, restore people's faith in Congress. And I think people expect us to be on the job, working hard, focused on the issues. And, this is the end of the day. Our work was done. But at the same time, I'm a congressman, and I'm always expected, I think, to be held to a standard that a congressman should be held to. And so, at that moment, I made a mistake, and sometimes you learn these lessons the hard way. And I've learned a valuable lesson here, Steve.
You know, people are wondering, Congressman, was drinking involved?
Well, my wife, who's here in studio, by the way, we were having wine with dinner, but alcohol, really played no role in the decision to go in. It was really much more of a spontaneous moment with members at the Sea of Galilee, which is obviously a special place, and wanted to be part of that. And clearly, it was a mistake. And I've never done that before, and I can tell you, I won't do it again.
So you weren't drunk, just to be clear.
No.
Okay. The website Politico reported that about 20 people went in the water. Did they all go in together, or what happened?
No. Some members started going in early on, and it was sort of more of serial jumps. Everyone kind of took different times to go in, and I was one of the last people to go in. It's a very dark night, and you've got a deck sort of at the end of a restaurant. And so, I jumped in, was in for 10 seconds, jumped back out. And moved on. And so it wasn't a scenario where you had everybody diving in at the same time as some sort of group deal. There were folks that jumped in and then went home, and others stayed and went in a little bit later.
And some folks didn't jump in.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you were in the water for just 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Okay. In and out.
Just in and out. Just to have the experience, really.
And your wife, Brooke, didn't jump in.
No, she's a little bit smarter than I am.
Yeah.
Then
what happened? After people had jumped in, what happened then?
We dried off, and, I obviously got my clothes on quickly, and, we went on with the rest of the trip, and we had a lot more meetings. The next day we had a day full of events, and so we had a lot of work to do still, and, obviously it was over a year ago, so here we are, over a year later, addressing the incident, and again, it's an unfortunate one and one that I regret, but, that's hoping to move forward and continue to do my work as a member of Congress.
Congressman, was there a sense at the time that you guys had crossed a line of one kind or another? I mean, do you recall thinking that as you went through all this?
I think that there at the time it seemed very spontaneous, and you were with other members of Congress, and I was one of the last to go in, like I said, and probably the next, somewhat afterwards, maybe the next day, start thinking maybe that wasn't the smartest decision. And the old rule is, if don't do something you don't want to see in the front of the paper, the front of the Kansas City Star, and I clearly violated that rule. And so it's obviously a learning experience for me and one that I certainly won't forget.
You know, one person who reacted to this at the time was the majority leader of the U.S. House of Representatives, and that's Virginia Congressman Eric Cantor, who was on the trip. He was not part of the swimming party. He reportedly dressed down his colleagues in the aftermath of all this. Tell us about that. What did he say? What happened there?
Well, the leader certainly was in charge of the trip. He was very upset, I think, with the members who had participated in the jumping in the sea. The issues related to Middle East peace and particularly our relationship with Israel is very important. And he reminded us of our responsibilities as members of Congress and that that type of conduct was not appropriate. And I think we all quickly kind of had a lump in our throats and said, okay, we messed up here and, apologized to him and moved on with the rest of the work we still had to do on the trip.
How mad was he?
Well, he was very frustrated and I think upset with the members.
How about the Israel itself? How has that nation responded to what happened here, Congressman?
I don't know that there has been one as far as I'm aware at this point.
And I'm not aware of one either. Do you anticipate one coming or do you have any reason to expect that?
I don't. The organization that sponsored the trip, AIPAC, and their educational foundation, the American Israel Education Foundation, I think they've issued a statement in which they've talked about the seriousness of the trip and the issues involved and that, they didn't seem to draw much issue with the members going in the water. But, certainly everybody's got differing opinions on it. We'll just have to see what everybody says.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Kansas Congressman Kevin Yoder. You know, Congressman, one of the ingredients to this story that's really propelling it in many ways is the FBI's involvement. They investigated this whole thing. Did they talk to you or your staff?
No, they didn't talk to me. They didn't talk to anyone on my staff. We don't know anyone that they talked to. There's a lot of head scratching as to what they actually did or what they were doing. No
one really
knows. I was going to
say, why are they investigating? Do you have any idea?
Nobody knows. No, and I haven't talked to one staff member. I've talked to some of my colleagues. They haven't talked to the FBI either, and no one really knows. There are these unnamed sources that said they talked to the FBI, and we don't know really anything about that.
Are you aware, just to be crystal here, are you aware of any impropriety with this incident that would cause the FBI to investigate?
No, not at all. That's why Steve, really is as simple as I've explained it. And I would tell you, one of my rationale for coming on your show and doing all the interviews is I want the people in the district to know, obviously, that I'm apologetic and regretful, but that I want to be forthright with the facts. You see too many folks, not wanting to respond and not wanting to be direct. And so, we've been very clear kind of what happened, and it's an embarrassing situation, and I regret it. And I, for the life of me, I can't, other than I've explained all the facts that I'm aware of, so for the life of me, I don't understand what the FBI's involvement would be.
For what it's worth, the story in Politico yesterday said this: the FBI looked into whether any inappropriate behavior occurred, but the interviews do not appear to have resulted in any formal allegations of wrongdoing. And again, that's still your understanding.
That's just from reading the Politico article. That's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah. What kind of response are you getting from your constituents today?
Well, I think some constituents are rightly disappointed and expressing that disappointment. We've had others express that they're strongly supporting us still. I know many constituents out there are sort of scratching their head saying, what is this guy up to? What was he doing? What was he thinking? And so we're just, fielding calls at the office, taking calls and listening to folks and explaining our position, what we did, and trying to be as open, as forthright as possible on the situation.
One of the questions that I've heard people ask is AIPAC, as you explained, mm-hmm. paid for this trip. What is AIPAC and how common is it for an interest group like this to pay for congressional travel?
It's American Israel Political Action Committee, and it's a group that works to work with members of Congress to visit Israel, visit holy sites, Jerusalem, all the different issues that are facing the Middle East. They want members there to understand that and to build a relationship. Israel's our greatest friend in this situation. They're our greatest ally in the Middle East. And the concern with Iran and concern with terrorism there, it may be at their front door, but we're in the same scenario they are with many of these same enemies. And so building that relationship and understanding the challenges that that unique region faces is important. And so that's why most Democrats and Republicans go from both parties as freshman members on a trip. That's the only trip I'm aware of like that and that occurs like that, where you have an outside group, in this case, a nonprofit educational foundation that sponsors a trip for members to go to a region. So it's not a taxpayer-funded trip, and it's not a PAC-funded trip per se, even though it's APAC. They're actually not a lobbyist organization per se. They don't make donations. And it was actually the AEIF, which is the American Israel Education Foundation, their education wing that sponsors the trip.
You know, Congressman, you're a freshman. You're in your first term, and you don't face any opposition in the fall. I'm just wondering, what do you think the consequence of something like this is going to be for you if you choose to have a long career in the House?
Well, I think the consequence for me primarily is that I need to get out and work twice as hard to make sure that the constituents of the district understand that I understand the severity of this incident and that I'm back to work and I've been at work every day and this is a moment that I regret and that I have to restore some trust and restore some faith, and we're already working hard to do that. And I take this job very seriously. We do it, Steve. We do a ton of town hall meetings. We're always out in the community. I'll listen to anybody, and I'm one of the folks, hopefully, that people see as open-minded. We often talk about the fact that I don't sign pledges, that I haven't taken the Grover Norquist tax pledge, that I'm willing to listen to people on both sides of the aisle. And I think, for the most part, people have been appreciative of that. Even folks that don't agree with my political philosophy understand that I'm willing to listen and learn and work together with folks. And so I'm going to continue to take that approach and continue to be a leader folks can be proud of in Washington, D.C.
You get a sense, given the circumstances here, Congressman, that this thing will hang on you on some level for a while to come.
Well, I mean, everything we do is part of our political biography. And so, while there are blemishes like this that, I'm obviously not proud of, there's also a lot of great things that, we've been doing in Washington and things we've been standing up for and those sorts of things. And, with the national debt and spending issues, with the economy the way it is, I really think that Americans ultimately be focused on the issues that affect their lives, and these types of things cause people to pause and say, is my member of Congress really focused on those issues? And my job is to make sure that people understand that I am, and that I'm at work every day, and that I take this very seriously.
Congressman, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah.
Thanks for explaining all this.
Great.
Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me in the studio today,
Steve.
You bet.
That's Kansas Congressman Kevin Yoder of the state's 3rd District.